speak to the young people first. They're all awake, are they? Eh? Yes, yeah, some laughing, some nodding their heads. Do you know the story of the Beatitudes? Do you know the story of the Beatitudes when Jesus taught on the Mount? And he gave some principles. Now, do you know what the difference is between a principle and a law? Have you any idea? Yes.
Yeah, a law is something that you have to do, and a principle is something that you're taught to do, that is a reasonable choice of something that you learn.
Well done. Very good. That is it. So Jesus was teaching principles. Now, on one of the principles, he says here, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, what was Jesus saying there? What do you think he was implying? What was he referring there? Any ideas? Any ideas? Yes, Poppy. Something that will be given back to you. Yes, it will. Yes.
It's kind of like the key on those two is quite a trust, because if you're like judging someone, you can't judge someone unless you then know that I have the right to judge people. And I know Jesus can say that because he's one of those sins.
Right. Do you remember Jesus also said that if you judge or you accuse, you first need to seek something that's in you. What did he refer it to? Something that's connected with the eye. Eh? Yes. That's it, it's being a speck. That's right. So, it's a very fine area, this, isn't it? Now, we can all, in our ways, judge a person. Now, how do we judge people? We often do it sometimes automatically. And it takes the Holy Spirit to begin to show us that we're actually judging a person. Now, in what sort of ways can we judge someone? Any ideas? Maybe you've actually done it yourself. And, suddenly you realise it was wrong. Yes, any ideas on this? Yes, again.
How they look
and how they speak. Yes?
What they do in their spare time.
What they do in their spare time. So, yeah, there's a number of ways. I love children. They're all so honest. Praise the Lord. Any ideas in this? Any other thoughts? Huh? How we judge? Well, you've given... They're things that young people actually look at. What people do in their spare time. And some people do sometimes some pretty bad things, don't they, in their spare time. Or somebody else said, how they look. Should we judge somebody how they look outwardly? Well, those that are in the world, we shouldn't. Because if God is going to lead us to people to share the love, grace and mercy of Jesus, we're going to find some people are going to look pretty odd. Maybe they might look offensive. Sometimes it's difficult, isn't it, to go to somebody who probably doesn't really have a roof over their heads. They may live rough. They may be living in the streets. And the first thing you're going to find is that they smell. They don't look kept very well. Yes, what were you going to say?
Yeah, that's something like most people in our school, if they try to make conversations, they normally talk about trapped and they can't tell them how you find them how they're trapped.
They make fun of them, don't they? I remember when I was at school, I was in the first year at my secondary school, and we got to hear that in the area there were a number of gypsies that had moved in. And the next thing we know was that these gypsies were coming to school. In those days, I don't know how it works today, but they were allowed into schools and so forth. And then when they moved on, they could then go on to another school. I'm not sure it's quite as straightforward and as easy as that. But in those days, that's what happened. And we had a girl that came along, and you could tell that she was a gypsy. And she did smell. She wasn't really nice to sit next to. She didn't really dress quite the same as we did. And it soon became apparent that no one in the class wanted to sit next to her. Now, in my days, we used to sit two at a desk. You still do that? Right? It hasn't changed a lot then, has it, the furniture? So it was two at a desk, and nobody would ever sit next to this girl. And I think God must have been working in my heart then, because I felt sorry for her, and I braved it and sat next to her. And, you know, it wasn't always that easy. And when the summer came, and you really know you get warmer, you start to perspire, it gets even worse. Well, it wasn't long before it became apparent. And one day, we were in the class, and our headmistress came in and said to this girl, "Oh, would you go and do some errands for us? I want some messages delivered." And so we thought, you know, it's a bit strange. But anyway, she gets up, and I noticed the delight on that girl's face, that she was actually being asked to do something. I always remember that. These are little things that... And she got up so quick, and she was so keen to actually do something for the headmistress. And off she goes. But of course, this was used by the headmistress because she wanted to speak to us as a class. And then she said, "Why is it, I would like to know, why you are ignoring this girl, why nobody wants to sit next to her, and so on." And there was a silence, a hush. And nobody wanted to say anything. And we sort of all nervously looked at one another. We knew, obviously, what the answer was. And I found myself putting up my hand. And the headmistress said, "Would you like to come up, Kim? And you can tell me quietly what it is that people don't like about this girl." And I went up and I said, "It's because she smells and she dresses very odd." And I went back and I sat down, and then she began to speak to us. And she said that this girl comes from a line of travellers, gypsies. She doesn't have a house, maybe like you have. She goes from school to school. And she never asked, and this was the thing, she never asked to be brought up in those conditions. She found herself in those conditions. And probably, if she had her own way, she would like to live very much like you do, in a house and security. And you know, those words echoed round that classroom four walls. And after that, the attitude of many of the students, my friends in the class, changed towards that girl. And what happened was, she was accepted, received. And that was the most important thing for her. And that is why Jesus said we are not to judge. Because what judging does, it causes rejection. And rejection to a young person like yourself can be very hard and can do a lot of psychological and emotional damage. We all want to be accepted. And we all do different things to be accepted. And it is very hard when young people are not. So you as Christians, you who believe in Jesus, you can have that opportunity at school. And you can ask God to show you and make you very sensitive to those around who are being rejected by other children. And you can move alongside and just simply talk to them to show that you are interested in them, and you are going to minister the life, the love, the grace of Jesus.